show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I mean an absolutely, no doubt, fantastically great morning. Well, it is Wednesday morning. Am I correct? It is Wednesday, yes. Wednesday morning right here in the studios of Coach Lalisa Show. I'm telling you, and it is excitement buzzing all over the place. There is so much going on, so many things that we're revving up for, things that we're gearing up for, things that we're getting ready for, and you've got to get ready too. So first and foremost, welcome, welcome to the show. And also, happy September 1st, another month. You know, there's something about the first. You know, even the Word of God talks about the first fruit. You know, your first day of the month, y'all, you got to make it hot. I'm telling you, I've now got my new tagline for the show, the hottest motivational talk show in radio, right here, the Coach Lalisa Show. It is going down. But back to the month, the first day of the month. Let every month have its first fruits, just as we do with our day. You know, there's a teaching going on and a belief that whatever you do with the first few hours of your morning sets the tone for your whole day. So for those individuals, the first thing you do is pray. You've set the tone of your day for prayer, to be in prayer. Or you set the tone of your day for peace. If you wake up fussing and cussing, yelling and screaming, I can guarantee you, you're going to have a day that's chaotic. If you wake up in happiness and love and joy, you will find that your day is peaceful. But when you are on a mission, when you have a destiny, when you, like I said before, when you are driven to achieve the goals and the assignments that God has given you, we don't want people getting it twisted. A lot of this stuff you're doing, it's not just your own idea. Remember, when you're following Him, He gives you the desires of your heart. In other words, He places down in your heart the desire to be entrepreneurs, musicians, writers, artists, dancers, teachers, preachers, whatever it might be. God gives you that desire. And that's why you see some people in the field of entertainment, and you see they seem so driven. Well, when you have a desire and you are driven, you absolutely have to stay. Keep your motivation level high. When you're a business owner, I've studied entrepreneurs and leaders, one of the major skill sets that a leader and an entrepreneur who is also a leader must do, they must be self-nurturing. You must be, in other words, you must be able to fix up your own wounds when you are the leader. Excuse me, when you're the leader, you oftentimes don't have anyone to go to help you. And so you have to learn how to help yourself. You have to learn how to motivate yourself, how to empower yourself. You know, when staff aren't doing what they're supposed to do, or the people that you're leading, you can talk to just about any leader, and they will share these things with you. Because the leader can't always allow the people that are following them to see them broke down and sad and discouraged and disgusted. So one of the skill sets a leader must have, they must have the ability to self-empower themselves, to have self-efficacy. You must be willing to tell yourself, I can, I will, and I must. You must be able to tell yourself and prove it, that if it is to be, it is up to me, that every skill that I need, everything that I have, is to be used to get me to where I'm going. That would be like, you know, for God to have made you, given you desires and dreams and ambitions, and not to have given you the means and the provision to bring about the vision, would be like making a Mercedes-Benz, but you left out the engine, or you left out the starter, or you left out any other part of the car that would make the car go. Or if you made it to be a luxury car, but you put in it all substandard products. Absolutely not. So you are equipped. I was talking to one of our listeners, very faithful, dedicated listener, on yesterday, and she was saying, absolutely right, that you have everything that's already in us. You know, as motivational speakers, we're not here to trick you. That's why I can come on and do this show and, you know, do this every morning and what have you. I'm not here to trick you because, why? The reality is it's in you, and my job, part of my assignment that God has given me is to bring it out of people the same way it was brought out of me. So we welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. We have a lot going on. Like I said, you got it. If you start your day, whatever you start your day with, that's how your whole day is going to go. I will guarantee it. That's why the old folks and the old people used to say years ago, that's why they didn't like you to sleep late. It wasn't just that they were against getting, you know, a nap later or sleeping long. No, but they understood that the way you start your day is how your whole day is going to go. And so if you sleep late, you're going to have a notion of laziness on your mind, and your day is going to drag out. That's why they would get up early in the morning, wake up early, and get going. Again, it's like it's the power and the principle of inertia, and in physics where they talk about the law of motion, once something is going, it's easier to keep it going. So once you have your areas of your life that we talked about on Monday, your physical, your mental, and all that goes together, and then we talked about your spiritual life, your financial life, your family life, and your career, then once all those things are working and going, it's easy in the right direction. It's easy to keep it going. And likewise, if it's going in the wrong direction, it's easier to keep going in the wrong direction. That's why we see people, you know, I was one of those women that at one point it was like I was dumb and getting dumber. Why? Because when you're going in the wrong direction, the laws of physics still work. So they work whether you're going in the left or the right, whether you're moving north or you're moving south, whether you want to have greatness or whether you want to have nothing. Either way, the law still works. And I know we're waiting for our special guest and co-host that's here every Wednesday to tune into the show. Now, remember, he is on a cruise ship, so we don't know exactly what the technology will be in that case, but and who knows, hopefully he'll realize what time it is, because he could be in another part of the country, another part of the world, I mean, to say, and the time zone could be totally, totally different. So let's see what he has to share when he comes on. But I know he is a go-getter. He, Mr. Versa L. Walker, he is determined, and I bet he's all over that ship right now trying to find a way to tune in to the show. And I'm just like kind of laughing to myself because I remember being on the cruise ship once and I was trying to sign into my class. I was working on my PhD. I go to an online school and I needed to sign in. So believe me, you, I know what it's like when you're frantically going around the ship trying to find the technology to hook us up. But we know it's there. We know it's real. So let me just switch over to the chat room, see who's there, because who knows, he may actually sign into his chat room because he may be able to find a computer. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, Mr. J. Early. He's up early. And I know his name goes so well with early, but it's not early where he is. It's actually mid-afternoon because he is over in the wonderful, wonderful country of Germany. And again, we're going to have him come back on another day and share some great information. But I want to hear some things about Germany. What is it like living in Germany? What are some of the customs there? Because that's one way to certainly expand our horizons, is by learning about other countries. So until Mr. Percy Walker gets here, I want to share a word and something that was just put on my heart to talk about today, is that you really have to, if you want to really be a success in life, and you know what, and the thing is, everyone has the same opportunity. And that's one thing I can say about a level playing field. We may not always, and all of us don't start at the same place. That's absolutely correct. Some of us are born into lots of money, and some of us are born with very, very high and extraordinary intellects. But nonetheless, whatever it is, we are all at the point right now. Everybody is here. Everybody that's here is here. If you woke up this morning, you are here. And like we said, you can start your day with motivation, and guess what? You're going to stay motivated and driven the whole day long. Motivation is the drive to get things done. Now, people like myself, what we've done, we've gone and actually made a decision to do the things that we absolutely love to do. And for some people, unfortunately, I don't know what we want to call it, and you can call it being unfortunate or what have you, maybe they didn't know. Some people don't realize that you can choose your life. You really do get a choice, and you can choose. And that's what we're doing here on the Coach Elisa Show. For those people who may not have gotten a chance to do that early on in life, well, it's never too late. I heard Les Brown's son say something about 15 years ago, and I never forgot it. He said, it's never too late to be what you should have been. And, you know, people oftentimes say, oh, I should have did this, and I should have did that, and I should have went here, and I should have went there, should have had this, and I should have had that. Well, what's stopping you now? Okay, you didn't do it then for whatever reason, and it probably wasn't right for you at that time anyway, or else you would have done it, because you can't do what you don't know to do. So if you didn't know to do it then, okay, good. Now let's do it now. Now, be cautious of something. A lot of people sit back and wait on faith to do everything for them. They believe if they just have the faith, it will drop in their lap, because the Word of God does talk about without faith, it's impossible to please Him, and that we must have faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the very evidence of what we cannot see. In the book of Hebrews, it states that. But this is the thing. It also states in the book of James that faith without works is absolutely dead. In other words, you have to put some work behind what you believe. So if you believe that you are to be a very, very successful entrepreneur, that you are going to just be over the top with whatever business you have, guess what? You're going to put in some work, and I mean a lot of it. And same thing for people who want advanced degrees, not a problem. You want it, great. But guess what? You're not going to get it without a lot of work. And I'm talking about that elbow grease work, hard work. We have a friend, as a matter of fact, and shortly I'll be taking my car to get some work done on the brakes. Well, the person who is fixing the car has his own shop, his own garage where he fixes cars. But guess what? It has taken him years and years. This man's been studying this and working on this for 30 years. He's just now, his brand new garage, he just opened it. But it takes time, people. It takes hard work. He's had to work a lot of jobs that he probably hated, that he didn't enjoy going to. He had to work crazy hours. Crazy hours means hours that you didn't choose. Okay? So he loves working on his car all kinds of hours, but that's because he chooses those hours, and that can make all the difference. But sometimes when you're forced into working hours, you may not like that. But the thing is, keep doing what you're doing, and the success, you know, we said live each moment. Break the success down. Celebrate each and every day that your business is in operation, that your business plans, take out and look at them, because I know some of you are on here, you haven't yet started your business, and you're looking to start it. Take out that business plan, look at it, and see, you know, exactly where it is that you want to go. Keep it in your mind. I shared on Facebook yesterday as it related to the I can, I will, and I must. Put that, write it on like a card size, like a business card size, and, you know, keep it in your wallet. Keep it handy. Put it over your bathroom mirror. Put it over your bedpost. Put it somewhere you can see it every day. And to motivate yourself, you know, some people make what they call a dream board. And on this dream board, they put on there what they want in life. They may, the type of car that they want, the kind of house they may want, the kind of customers they may want, the kind of clients they may want to have, the type of bank account and financial stability that they desire, the relationships, and they put it on like a dream board. You can go to the store and purchase, you know, this type of poster-type paper, and, you know, you can have fun making it. But again, we are visual people. That's why we have eyes. The Word of God says, for them who open their eyes, for them who have eyes, let them see. For them who have an ear, let them hear. So we are very, God has made us to be very visual people. And so you can vision out your success. Because we said on Monday, whatever you focus on, or I made a statement yesterday, but nonetheless, it was stated that what you focus on, you make big. And if you want to make your life big, if you want to make the success in your life big, you have to get focused. I know Mr. Walker is going to be tuning in momentarily. All of those who are tuned in now, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. If it's your very first time, I see we have a couple of new callers on the air. That's absolutely great. And I am ecstatic about this next move. Like I said, this is September 1. This is a new month. This is the first fruit. I believe that what you do on today is setting the tone for the rest of your month. And not only that, I hope you realize that, okay, next September is, in a way, it's an ending and a beginning. It's an ending and a beginning at the same time. September ends the third quarter. October starts a new quarter, the last quarter of the year, October, November, December, the last quarter of the year. So for October, y'all, we got to get ready because we're going to end this year. We're going to start a new quarter, but at the same time, we'll be ending. And let me tell you, endings are just as important as beginnings. Sometimes people don't like endings, but sometimes if you end the proper way, you can do a lot of good for your life. And sometimes we got to end relationships. As a matter of fact, I've been on Facebook for the past couple of days, and I notice a lot of people are talking about ending relationships, ending people, ending places. Why? Because we're in that season. We're getting to the end of the year. And as we get to the end of the year, a lot of people like to put closure to things, and they want to put closure to these relationships that aren't any good and relationships that aren't working for them, activities that aren't good, activities that are not working for them. So here we are, September the 1st. Today is first fruits for the rest of your day, also the rest of your month. You're up early. You're setting the tone for how your day is going to go. Now, here's the thing. You can't let individuals and their thoughts and their comments disrupt what you set out a point to make happen. See, some people, they can get motivated and empowered and inspired, but it won't last long. They let other things and people and thoughts come in their place. And sometimes we were talking about this power of your gremlin. Sometimes it's our own negative thoughts that are trying to drag us down. Why? Because it's trying to kill, steal, and destroy you, your success, your happiness, your fulfillment. Why? Because God ordained you to be happy. God has ordained success for you. God has ordained you to be prosperous. As a matter of fact, he says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. In other words, you're the best that there is, you. You're the best you. You are 100% awesome you. You might as well get a t-shirt and put that on there. I'm 100% awesome me. You know, you're not anyone else. Because if you were to be anyone else, you would never be 100%, ever. So you can't be 100% your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, Coach Lalisa, Coach Percy, or anyone else. You got to be authentically 100% awesome you. So whatever your name is, you fit that in to that blank. And now, who are you? That's the question. That's the question. Who am I? What am I about? That's the question that you got to answer. What are you? You know, take out a piece of paper and write down who you are, what are you about, and what do you stand for? Because that's who you are. That's who you are. Now, we know whose you are. Don't get it twisted. We know whose you are. We are the Almighty. We are God's. We are his children. We are his righteousness. Oh, yes, we are. And that right there is enough to make us happy for the rest of our lifetime. But who are you? Okay? We know whose you belong to. We understand that. But who are you? See, some people just want to be so, you know, heavenly bound and no earthly good. I was there, too, for a minute. But I had to get out of there. I had to realize that, wait a minute, God left me here on earth for a reason. You know, I can't just go around quoting a bunch of hallelujahs and scriptures, but I can't help people right here where they are. And so who are you? What do you stand for? What are you about? What do you believe in? When you go to work, what do you believe in on that job? Do you believe that you ought to work hard and do your best and help solve problems and not be a problem? You know, some people, all they are problem makers. That's all. Just create problems wherever they go. And some people, they can't help it. They don't even know how it happened. You know people like that? I know people like that. Guess how I know? I know one real well because I used to be that person. When we are people that create problems everywhere we go, let me tell you how that happens because some people really don't know, and you may be able to help somebody. Let me tell you why that happens. My mother told me a long time ago about it, and I didn't listen to her. I ignored her. But my mother told me when I was a little girl, I started hearing it from around age 7. She would tell me, Lalisa, nothing hurts a duck but his bill. B-I-L-L, his bill. I guess that's how you spell it, bill, his mouth, in other words. In other words, our mouth is our biggest problem. That's why there's trouble everywhere we go. You ever notice how the trouble is everywhere we go? So if the trouble is everywhere a person goes, then it's in their mouth. It's in what they say. Rarely is it in what they don't say, but it can be in actions a lot of times. Absolutely. It could be in their actions. But for the most part, it is in the verbal, in the oral, in what is said. And so what am I trying to say? In other words, we have to gain control of our mouths, what we say out of them. Now, that's just one spectrum of it. That's just one aspect of it. Now, the other part is that once we know what to say, and then we have to learn how to say it. You know, you hear people say all the time, well, it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it. And again, you hear people say that, especially on the job. They love to say, it's not what you said, it's how you say it. Well, I want to take it one step further. It's not so much what they said. Yeah, that was something. Okay, I give you that. Okay, they should have said it like that. And it wasn't so much, you know, how they said it. Okay, that was also important, right? But here's the key. It's going to help you stay empowered and to move forward into your destiny with success is that it's how you take it. Okay, so we're going to get away from being so concerned with what they said, how they said it. Now we're going to deal with how am I taking this? Well, Lisa, how am I taking what you said? Am I going to jump to conclusions? Am I going to blow up? Am I going to blow off the handle? Am I going to give you a piece of my mind? I'm not going to give you a whole lot of pieces because I won't have a piece left. And I kind of liked a little bit of mine I got, so I'm going to hold on to it. So I don't do a lot of giving people a piece of my mind. I need to keep that mind. I need a sound mind. The Word of God says that He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I don't give away a lot of my mind. I need to keep it, and I need to keep it safe. That's why I can't let my thoughts go any and everywhere. You know, every now and then, you know, we'll watch a TV show that can kind of take our emotions and thoughts to places we don't really want to go. But we know we want to watch that show in advance, so we'll kind of put a guard and a shield up so it doesn't have too much of a powerful effect on us. Well, that's the same way we need to be with every thought. You know, the Word of God even tells us, take every thought captive to the Word of God. So we want to have a sound mind. We want to have a mind that, so we don't give people, you know, so we don't give people a piece of our mind and all that stuff. But what we do is we look at not only what they said, not only how they said it, but now I'm going to assess how I'm handling it. How I'm handling it. What am I going to do with what you said? Again, am I going to flare up, go off the handle? Am I going to curse somebody out? Am I going to stomp out the room and get mad? Am I going to have a 3 to 4 5-year-old temper tantrum? Am I going to walk away and not speak to you for 2-3 days, roll my eyes at you and what have you, or just ignore you, you know, think I'm hurting you that way? What are we doing with what is coming at us is how we're going to really help to fortify our personalities and our characters so that we can be the best 100% authentically us. Whoever you are, put your name in there. You want to be authentic you. And what I'm saying is the way to do this is to understand everything that it is about you. So, again, I ask you the question. My topic for today, my assignment for you is you need to write down, you need to know who you are. Who are you? What are you about? What are your feelings? What are your thoughts? What do you think about on a daily basis? I dare you just to jot down the thoughts that you have over the course of the day. Do you have thoughts of worrying about what other people have? Do you have thoughts of worrying about what other people do? Did you have thoughts of worrying about what other people don't do? Write these down. I'm going to tell you what I do. My strategy is to eliminate. This is my strategy, and you can use it. You're welcome to use it. That's why I'm sharing it with you. My strategy for success, happiness, joy, and life fulfillment, living my dream life, is to constantly decrease the energies and the time that I put into worrying about what other people are doing, thinking about what they have and what they don't have. Now, naturally, if someone calls me up in lack, and I'm going to think about it at that moment that they're talking about it, or if I'm in some kind of service mode or project, obviously I'm thinking about it. But I'm talking about your own private time, your special time, the time that you spend. Now, that's like I have a couple of sisters that I talk to on the phone on a very regular basis, and for years we've been doing this, and the thing is, I'm only there to talk about positive things. What are we going to do next? What's happening? I talk to my sister Hope all the time. We're constantly talking about her business, How she's going to get more customers. How she's going to get customers that are paying more money. How she's going to get reach customers that don't even know her business is there yet. How she's going to make her business even that much better. How she's going to get whatever she needs. How she's going to get her name out there about her business, custom care cleaners. You see, this is what our conversation, oh, we're talking about spiritual matters. How we're going to grow spiritually. How we're going to get over, you know, bitterness, unforgiveness, whatever we talk about. You see, and this is what your conversations ought to be about with people. Why? Why am I saying this? Why do you think this is important to the person who wants to stay motivated? You know, words. I want you to hear this really, really good. Words are food. And I know you don't believe that, but the Word of God says that man cannot live on bread alone. Listen to this. Man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word, y'all, that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hello? Word is food. Now, you may not believe this, but I'm telling you it's the truth. When I fasted for 21 days in 2004, when I wrote the book, God's Plan for My Success, I ate absolutely no food, not one morsel of food hit my lips for 21 days. I drank nothing but water, no juice, no milk, no tea, no coffee, nothing. No cough drop, not a mint, nothing. Not chewing gum. And I know for some of you that's hard to believe because most people that are around me know I love to snack. I am a snacker. That's what I love to do. But for those 21 days, there was absolutely nothing. And there were days I even went with no water. There was a couple times during the 21 days, I would go 3 days with absolutely no water. So there was 3 days of nothing. I was healthy. I got around. I went to my job every day. I came home and cooked dinner for my husband, not every day, because he was not eating every day. And a few evenings, he also fasted with me. And we were fasting for a great, awesome, powerful move of God, for God to take us to the next level, and which God did. God did honor the work that went in. But I'm telling you this to say that, but how was I healthy? I didn't have low blood sugar. I didn't have all that stuff that people tell you you're going to get when you fast and not eat it. I didn't get any of that. And when people came to me speaking that words are food, when they came to me speaking that, I would not receive it. You know, like when our bodies won't receive something, all of you help people know what happens. It spits it out. Toxins in the body come out via waste. I would not receive their words. So what I'm telling you is that words are food. And when you eat the words, the positive words that are within you, as you're eating them, you're getting strong and you're getting healthy. So why would you say negative words? Because guess what? Every word that proceeds out of your mouth, you are eating it. I'm eating it. You ever felt sick on your stomach? You ever felt like a little sick? Check your words. See what you've been speaking all that day. Because words are food. And we don't think about it like that. And I know most people don't. And for some people, that might have been a little revelation there for you. Because some people, we don't think like that about it. But it's the Word of God. The Bible says that you shall eat the Word of God. And our words are food to our minds, our bodies, and our souls, and they can sustain us, but they can also take us down. Look at the enemy. The enemy used words to destroy humankind as God had created us. He used words with Eve. He said to Eve, he didn't do anything to her. He said to her, and as she ate those words, look at what happened. And the same thing, look at the opposite. When the devil took Jesus up into the mountains to tempt him, Jesus was led into the desert, and he was taken up on a high mountain, and the devil tried to tempt him with words. He tried to tell Jesus something. See, sometimes people are trying to tell you something that's going to make you sick, make you feel bad, it's going to hurt you. So I just want to teach you a little bit this morning about how to handle words. And, well, we're going to definitely thank Mr. Walker, who I know he wanted to be here, even though he couldn't make it to the show today. I know he absolutely wanted to come. So some of you, you're going to have to, if you tuned in today to hear Mr. Walker, you will have to come back probably next Wednesday, or he may be able to get on the line either tomorrow and or Friday. So make sure you tune back in, because you definitely want to hear what he has to say. He always has very, very powerful messages. But that is what, you know, the message that I wanted to share with you today, that we've talked about words before, but not in this, not to this degree, in this magnitude. Now, next week, we have more topics we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk next week about emotional intelligence. I'm going to be explaining what it is. You know, like some people you've heard of, people having IQs, right? That's their intelligence quotient, their intelligence quotient, where they have something called EQ. That's your emotional quotient. And so it's how well you handle your emotions, love, anger, relationships, and it's really good for on the job, so for people at work, because the book was actually created, there's a book called Your Emotional Intelligence, and the book was created for people at work so that they could get along with people on the job and be productive. You know, productive people, it's easier to work with people that are productive, but you don't want, again, you want to be able to handle people a certain way. You want to be able to handle what they say and what they do. Likewise, you want to be able to come off being a productive person, able to get along with others and able to work. But I really want you to work on that assignment of finding out who you are. What are you about? What are your characteristics? What do you consider yourself to be? Do you consider yourself to be an optimist? You're always seeing the positive side of things. Do you consider yourself a pessimist? You're always looking at the negative. Are you an encourager when others come to you with problems and things of that nature? Do you try to encourage them to work it out? You know, every problem has a solution, every single one. There's not one problem that doesn't have a solution. So you may not know it. Now, a person may come to you with a problem, and you may not know the solution, but that's no reason to tell them, oh, that'll never work. Oh, you can never do that. Oh, you'll never be that. There's no reason to say that. All you have to do is say, I never did that before. How about if we just get real honest and say, you know what, I never did that, so, it didn't work for me. I couldn't make it. Well, maybe you tried it and it didn't work for you. But there ain't no reason it ain't going to work for them. You know, we need to stop doing that. So you need to know what kind of person are you. Are you a person that immediately, just because something didn't work for you or you couldn't figure out how to do it or you didn't even desire to do it, then you can shoot another person down? Or are you the kind of person that builds people up when they come to you? You encourage them. You know, are you a person that's sad all the time? Are you a person that, you know, every sad situation, there you are in the midst of it? Or are you a happy person, an excited person? Now, here's another question you want to ask yourself. What do you want for you? Okay, so you look at who you are. Are you happy? Are you sad most of the time? Are you negative? Are you positive? Do you always see the bad in everything? And then look at, what do you want to be? See, that's what coaching is about. The coaching is about, you know, it's not so much, you know, lay on the couch, let's talk about what happened when you were 3, 4, and 5 years old and what went wrong. No, that's not what coaching does. Coaching looks at where you are, where you want to go, and let me help you get there. So now that we looked at, okay, where we are, so what am I like now? What would you like to be like? Would you like to be a person who is always motivating and exciting and encouraging? Would you like to be a person that's a problem solver, that likes to solve the problem versus just talking about the problem? Would you like to be a person that's, you know, on the go and on the move and making things happen, helping to create a bright, wonderful future for yourself and others? So think about those questions, and we're going to continue our discussion probably, like I said, maybe Friday. Oh, great. Mr. J is in the chat room saying that we must use positive affirmations every single day, and he says that he feels great. He says that he's healthy and that this is a great day. It's an awesome day. Happy September 1st to you, 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 and you, to all of those who are listening. I know. We thought we were going to hear Mr. Versi Walker, but you can go back. If you just got to hear him, you can always go back to one of the archives of any other Wednesday, and you can absolutely hear him. hear his voice. It's very positive, very powerful, very motivating. But this is your first fruit. I hope you feel motivated. I hope you feel ready to tackle the world. Go out and do something. One of my favorite quotes is that if you want something that you never had, you want something you never had, you got to do something that you've never done before. So go out, do something different. Take a walk in the park. Go ride, you know, if you always used to driving, go ride the bus. You know, go if you've never been in a bookstore or a library, go take a walk in the library. Go in the bookstore. Just open up some books and just read them for a minute or two. So one nice thing about the Barnes & Nobles and the wonderful, wonderful stores like that, you can do that. Okay. This is a must listen. Remembering Martin Luther King on Blog Talk Radio. There's going to be a show on Blog Talk Radio, and Mr. Jay is going to tell us what time that show is coming on, and I'll also let the people know. Also want to welcome a guest number 117. If it's your first time tuning into the show, I have so much I want to share with you. If any of you are going to be in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on September the 21st between 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. At the Temple University Student Faculty Center on the fourth floor in the conference room. It's located at 3340 North Broad Street. I will be their special guest speaker. They also have a keynote speaker, Miss Monica Wiles, and their theme is Her Voice is Power. And then the theme for the month is Consider Your Purpose. I will be there giving out keys on how to release your purpose in your life. So that should be very, very, very exciting. Also, for those of you who have time on Sunday, tune in to our Sunday show on Blog Talk Radio, Sisters in the Spirit. If you tune in this Sunday, I'm giving away two tickets to an awesome praise conference and retreat that's happening here in New Jersey on September the 9th, 10th, and 11th with Mr. Lance Williams. He was our guest last Sunday, so if you go back and listen to the archive, you'll get to hear from the man who has come from a place of, like, you know, just average every day, and now he's up there with his big conference that he puts together with Ty Trivet, with Kiki Shears, with Vanessa Bell Armstrong and Kim Burrell. He's got Martha Minuzzi. These are the people he now has conversations with and hangs out with. But I remember when he was just hanging out at Continental Airlines as a ticket agent or a red coat, and I met him there. My mother, I so thank God that she got a chance to meet him, and now to see that he's working with all the musical greats, Richard Smallwood. I was at one of his events where he was there with Walter Hawkins before he passed away. I'm telling you, this young man is phenomenal, Lance Williams, and True Worship Ministries. They have an event at Shiloh Baptist Church in Plainfield, New Jersey, and I'm going to be giving away two tickets for that to help support his business. We have so much going on, so we have that going on, and then in December we have a Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat. That's going to be held in Northeast Maryland at the Sandy Cove Ministries. It's only $170 for five great meals and your room. At this retreat, I'm going to spend about 2 or 3 hours doing just a private session for the people who come who want to write their book. So I will do a private self-publishing seminar for those people. It'll be intense. It's going to go fast because I'm going to show you everything from start to finish, how to get your book written. Don't worry, Hope, I haven't forgotten about you. We got your book. It's on tap. It's coming down. Don't worry. The title will fit any season. I'm helping so many people get their books done and out there. And because if you, like I said before, if you are a business owner, you need a book. It's just that simple. It's just like any speaker needs a talk radio show, okay? If you're a business owner, you need a book. You have to put your message out there because you're an entrepreneur and you've been in business 4 years or more. You're doing something that others can't do, especially the kind of business that she happens to be in. Also, wonderful, thanks for tuning in, Miss Anjanette Washington, who is also working on her book. and doing some wonderful things, and she helps people who are survivors of cancer, and she has programs out there for you for people who need resources. If you're in the New Jersey area, you'll definitely want to connect with her, and you can contact her. She's on Facebook, Ann Jeanette Washington. She's very easy to find, or you can type in Loving Heart, L-O-V-I-N-H-E-A-R-T, Loving Heart. Now, there are other people that are on here that have businesses. If you need children, if you have small children, and you need a daycare, you can absolutely contact me, and I'll give you the contact person's name. If you are in the New Jersey area, like in the Newark, Hillside, Irvington, Elizabeth, all that area, whatever, and you need a child care, you need a daycare, this lady has daycare. All right, everybody. Well, it looks like we are going to end the show now. I hope that you've been motivated. Like I said, I do have an appointment to go take my car to get my brakes done, so I'm going to finish a little bit early today, but I trust that everybody enjoyed the show. Please send us an email, contact. You can reach us by phone. It's all we have time for. I know it's so sad coming to the end. I hope you stay motivated, stay pumped up, stay ready to go, and don't forget, no matter what, there ain't no stopping you now. Make that assignment, write down who you are, what you're about, and then write down what you want to be about. What do you want your life to look like? And that's what I'm going to help you do. That's where I'm going to help you get to. Now, I can't help you get there if you don't write it down. If you don't write down where it is that you want to be, what kind of life you want to live, and how you want to live it, I can't help you. Do you understand that? So you got to do the assignment. Find time, make time. That's how I'll know you're serious. I'll sign you up with one of my coaching programs. You can do a 10-day trial. I'm going to really help you. So please call me later if you have any questions, 888-714-7776. Well, it's been great. It's been real, but it's time to go. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.